this is an incredibly important time. You have gone inside because the times have made it necessary to do that. You have consulted yourselves, which is an extremely important thing to do when you want to create your life in a better way and in an expanded way. And because we have consulted inside, we have a bit more information about how to measure what we want to do outside. And you are seeing this, oddly enough, reflected in your world, where so many people who had jobs, who had work, and stopped for one reason or another, because of the COVID, because of all manner of things, but they are not going back to the same jobs. It is presenting a problem culturally for you, we understand. But we also understand that there is something very healthy about that. It is as though many people said, I went inside. I saw who I am. I gained a better understanding of what I need. And so there are some things that I will not be returning to. Now, that does not always mean that everyone leaves their job, although certainly many people will and some of us will. But it does mean that there are some, what we are going to call, energetic considerations. And we only even know about that because we had the time to go inside. And what is an energetic consideration? It means that you have become aware that there are some kinds of communications, some kinds of energy that other people have, energy that you have, and some kind of situations which have an energy of their own. And some of those are good for you, and some are not. What is interesting now is that there are many people who may not even understand this, but are making decisions based on it in any case. They are looking for energetic situations, and that is becoming more important than the actual situation. We are reminded of so many of you who were taught to dress in a certain way all the time and look a certain way all the time, and that was how you were when you went to a gathering or a party. But here you were at a party, but you were uncomfortable. The clothes you were wearing were too tight, or something that you brought with you did not feel right, so you were trying to relax at the party, knowing that you looked the way you should, but you did not feel the way you wanted to. And in this time, so much of that disappeared, that people began to be able to say, oh, wait, it is the way I feel in a situation that is important. And that is, I suppose you might say, it is one of the few positive offshoots, is that you are more likely to give that credibility. So if you had a choice between, shall we say, a job that looked good on paper, and a job that was all right but not impressive on paper, and you visited both areas, what you are doing is you're entering into this. In which place do I feel the way I want to feel? And now we understand there is no perfect placement here, but there is also not this willingness to continue to do and be in a way that is not really like you. And part of what you have learned in this time is what is really like you. And so we want to salute you for this, because now you can make better matches with things. This is not this is not a teaching about money or prestige or any of that, because the money and the prestige could also go with a place where you feel yourself, that it's fine. But it is not enough to have the money and the prestige if you do not feel yourself. It becomes, after a while, you realize, a violation of your spirit. So this is, what do you call, a brave new world. A brave new world. We will be considering all kinds of things with relationship to, is this good for my energy? Am I myself in this? Can I move? And can I communicate? And can I join energy with the people around me? Once again, not in perfection, but at least more toward genuine responses and genuine comfort. And so that is what we want you to take into the year ahead of you. There is actually a great deal that can be done in this year, but we want you to know that in any of your decisions, please do consider you. Now, this sounds strange, but you do realize that you have not been trained to consider you. So as we move forward, let us measure how we are in the circumstances that we are in and with the people that we are with. Not judgmentally, but to simply say, this is good for me, this is not good for me. This is a mixture, but there is a good part here, but perhaps not here. It's a real time of expanding your own knowledge of yourself and aligning that with the universe. And it is something not to be afraid about, but it is, if any of you have ever been engaged in a relationship that perhaps was abusive in some way, then you know that you are capable of telling yourself stories about that. Oh, it is not so bad. It is not this. It is not that. This is the end of those stories. We're not going to tell those stories anymore. We are going to know who we are. We are going to know who we are energetically. We are going to know who we are in our hearts. This is the time for us all to know. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let that rain wash away the tension and the burden of the time. Feel it wash around the outside of your body. Let it wash the world away. And feel that rain begin to come into your body. And feel it flow down through your chakra systems, through your third eye, washing it clear, through your throat, washing away any communications that are not good for you, raining in your heart to take care of your garden and to warm and nourish the heart. Feel the rain falling in your solar plexus and let it wash away any of the emotions you do not wish to carry forward. Let the rain fall into your second center and wash away the judgment and the shame, wherever it might come up in your life. Feel the rain flow through your body into the root and wash away any limitations that you might be carrying about the life you are going to create, that you are creating in this very moment, the life that you want to carry forward with you. And become aware that each chakra center is alive with its own light, and feel that all the way through your body. And feel the universe pouring its blessings into your body and your mind and your spirit. Feel golden and full and cherished. Bring your attention into your heart center. And look at the garden that you have prepared in your heart. See how beautifully it is growing, how rich and full and bright this place is. This place that can be your strength, but also your refuge. And feel the energy of your heart center grow and expand and become more full of light and love. Now look around you and see that there is a path in your heart center that is lighted. And feel drawn to that path. And as you step onto the path, realize that you no longer need to work. The path itself is taking you upward. And know that the air around you is blessed, and every breath you take brings into your life, into your body, the things that you most need, the things that you most love. And come to a place where there is a bowl, and the bowl is full of the energy of universal faith, the knowledge that the universe is working with you. And find that there is a cup there, and allow yourself to drink from the bowl of faith. And feel its comforting, strengthening power move through your whole being. And move upward on the path. And know that there is no effort that is needed. You are simply being moved as you were intended to move. and come to the place of the dream, your dream. And see that there is an altar there, and allow yourself to know the symbol that is on the altar. Now move forward toward the place of the gift. And resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come easily and gently down the path. Feel blessings come up even from the path itself. So you are filled with all that is for you, all that blesses you, all that strengthens you, all that makes you wise and loving and abundant. And come to your heart center again. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.